Oh. So like that. So, you see, success has come from your mind. Success doesn't come from there. Success doesn't come from outside. Success has come from your mind. You know? You see, from here, it has come from your mind. You can make successful. So then, because it comes from your mind, that means you can create cause of success all the 24 hours. 24 hours, you can create the cause of success. You understand? Okay? Yeah. You see, we have unbelievable freedom. Unbelievable freedom. You understand? So you see, human beings, because we can learn, can communicate, you see, independence, the message, Tongva, can speak, can communicate. I can understand the words' meanings, you see. So, what he says, human beings are much more talented, but used in the wrong way. Talent, you know. So what he says is true, you see. So, can use the wrong way, then they, you see, destroy the world, you know. Cause all these dangers to happen, and you see. The economic problems, well, all the dangers, global warming, blah, blah, blah. To see, I say, you use the wrong way, misuse, you know. So they say, then, one person who has power killed many millions of people in the world, many millions of people in the world, you see. So that's without counting animals. You know, animals you don't count, you see. So therefore, now, if one has compassion, then if it's alive, you help animals, people. Wow, you know, while you're at home, while you're outside, in the office, wherever you are, always help, okay? So always you're creating cause for success, you know? If you're compassion. Oh. Always you create cause for success, you understand? So like that. So the few. So later this life, or in the later this life, you see. Later this life, and future lives. You see, thousand lifetime. You see, hundred thousand lifetime. I mean, you see, unbelievable success. So whatever you wish, whatever wish comes. It happens. It happens even the same day. You see, after a few days, even the same day, even a few hours. You know? So even without any effort, just to see, you don't need to put any effort. Just wish comes and it happens the next hour or something, you see. So, later this life and the future lives, thousands of lifetimes, so all your wishes come true, you see, without an effort. So that, you see. So, yeah, like this, okay? So it happens so easily. You don't need worry, no need worry, fear, so much worry, fear, and, you know, there are so much, there have to be hardships, okay? So what makes possible to help others, to fulfill others' wishes, what happened? Compassion, if you have compassion. So therefore, I say, this is without taking practice on Buddharma, without talking devotion Buddharma Sangha. Of course, if you do that, you have skies of opportunity, you know? Wow, you know, atoms of this earth, opportunity, so much to create good karma, cause of happiness, unbelievable, all the good things to achieve so easily, you know? Up to enlightenment. So anyway, the compassion is there. Best protection for your life. You see, because of compassion, no harm others, only help others. So that means you don't create need karma. You see, if you, so If you harm others, if you harm, then you receive harm from you. As a result, you receive harm from others. Of course, you you know, you say you know you get angry and you get angry to somebody, that person will get angry to you back. Or you say you insult something the person, then you don't receive back, you know, a respectful words. You receive insult back, but that, not on that, but you will receive harm 100,000 lifetimes in the future from this one act of harm to others. You will receive harm from others from this one act. You will receive harm 100,000 lifetimes in the future. You will receive harm from this one act. This one act of harm. Oh, so that. So you see what I'm saying. So compassion, you don't harm others. Okay, that means you don't receive harm from others. So you don't receive harm from others, okay? So that's how compassion becomes your best protection to your life. And it's very, very logical. Best protection for your life. It's very logical. Oh, see, yeah, then compassion, of course, the best cause of success I mentioned already before. Remember? Even success with some sort of happiness, you see? Some sort of happiness, temporary happiness, you know, success, you know, food, clothing, reputation, whatever, you see? But besides that, it also realization, okay? Including that. So now so whatever harm we receive from others, this life, you see? Whatever harm we receive from others, abuse by others, you know? Abuse by others, whatever harm we receive from others, what is purpose? All this is a result of our past karma. Past karma other than this life or past lives. It's all a result of that. So I say, it's all a result of that. Okay? So that's why in Bodhicaryavatara, by great Bodhisattva Shanti, they have mentioned, Dāgī lējī kūcchā na dāla nōcchā tīshūng dē, tēvē sēmchā tsēchā bē. Dāgī lējī kūcchā na dāla nōcchā tīshūng dē, tēvē sēmchā tīshūng dē. Yāxtā nyāltōng mālākum sēchā dē. So there's two quotations, okay? This is very useful if you write down this. Some those who have been studying Bodhicaryavatara, Lambrim, you have heard many times, okay? Dāgī lējī kūcchā na. Another quotation is, mōngchē dāgī sēmchā la dīndēwā yī nōpachē, tēwē sēmchā tsēchē bē. So it says, in the past, I gave such a harm to, such harm means, how much you received this time from that person now, you see, referring to that. In the past, I gave such a harm to that person. Therefore, that sentence being giving me harm, I'm deserved to receive this harm. I'm deserved to receive this harm. Why? Because you see, deserved because you harmed that person in the past. So this time person is harming to you, it deserved because you harmed in the past. You see, so here what they're saying is that you can harm others. You can do anything for others, harm anything, but you cannot receive harm. But you can't receive harm from others. Yeah, that's what ego. That's what our ego thinks. So totally unreasonable. See, I can harm others. You know, past life, this life, but others can't harm me. So this is what ego. This is what ego thing like that, you see. Selfish mind. Selfish mind. Selfish mind, anger. You see, others can't harm me. So the 12 doesn't make sense. So you see, so here you see, so therefore, here they were saying, you see, the Buddha Sabha, great saint, you see. So, won't you die a sinner? In the past, I gave such a harm to other sinner beings. They don't want to know what you, okay? Such a harm. They were simjan chesebi, da noche dijung rigi. So that sinner being giving me harm, I'm deserved to receive this harm. You see? So that's so. Then, when you think that, when you think the reality, when you think the reality, the evolution, evolution. How this harm came from that person to me? You see, the abuse or cheating, whatever. You see, so you don't get angry. So when you think the reality, how evolution of this, how it came, then no anger. Anger. If there was anger before, stop immediately. So there's great peace in your heart, you see. Then the other one, you see, my karma persuaded that person, you see. My karma persuaded to that sentient being. Therefore, I received this harm. My karma persuaded, therefore I received this harm. My karma, first, my karma persuaded me as harm to that person. Okay? So because of that, then that person, that sentient being, animal, human, whoever, gave harm to me this time. Okay? So that means that sentient being did harm. That sentient being did harm to you, the sentient being, okay? That one, not did you day. So I receive harm. By that, didn't I make that sentient being to lose in the hall of the hell, you see. So So in the hall of the hell, you see, didn't I make that sentient to lose? So what he's saying is that your karma pursued me, harmed to that person, okay, in the past. So then because of that, this sentient being harmed to you, you see. Therefore you receive harm this life. That sentient being, by giving harm to you, caused that sentient being to be born in the hell realm. So that means, you see, what caused that sentient being to be born in the hell realm is by me. Because that sentient being gave harm to me. Why that sentient being gave harm to me? It's because in the past I gave harm to that sentient being. My karma pursued it. You see, So therefore, this quotation is so good. This quotation is how to develop compassion. When somebody harms you, how to develop compassion back? How to develop compassion? You see, that means stop getting angry, harming others. On top of that, you see, help. You see, save that sentient being, getting reborn in the hell realm. Whatever you can do, you see. I say, at least even praying, dedicating merits for that person, even praying, you see, that person, you see, to purify the karma and, to not get the lower realm, however. So makes to generate compassion to that person, then to do, even dedicate marriage, even pray for that person, say, whatever you can do, help it, or if possible, by talking to that person, whatever, you see. so that, okay? So this is so good, you know, to develop compassion with you, with the person who's harming you, who angry to you, who harm you, abuse you. You see, to develop compassion towards that person. So then, if you develop compassion to that person, what happens? Then what happens? Then you achieve enlightenment. Then you're able to achieve enlightenment. If you don't generate compassion to that person, there's no enlightenment. There's no enlightenment. Okay? If you harm back, okay, if you don't practice compassion, if you harm back, then the result, as I mentioned before, you receive harm back from that person to you, from this one act of harm, in 100,000 lifetimes. You receive harm back, okay? So here, you're totally foolish, you know, totally foolish. You see, you become totally foolish because by harming back, you see, you think this is the way to do it. You think this is the way to solve the problem, but you're creating the cause of more problems. By harming back this time, you're creating cause to receive harm from others 100,000 lifetimes from this one act. So you're creating cause, you are creating cause to experience problem, to receive harm from others 100,000 lifetimes, okay? So we have to know that. We have to know that. So that's why I want to mention this. In the eight verses of total transformation, 50 verses, you see, 50 verses there, Gautama Geshe Langri Thangpa, you see, when others with negative mind, you see, with jealous mind, you know, not good heart, but jealous mind, criticize oneself, blame oneself, you see, Dāvā sīnjī chātua shīgū lāsū mīrībī chōngā rāngī lēmbā dāgā shīrī bōgā lō. So when out of jealousy, with this motivation of good, you see, out of jealousy, like that, you see, so that means anger, you see, so forth. Then, you see, harm you, you see, criticize or blame, you see. Then, when it happens, I will practice taking the laws upon me and offer the victory to others, he said. Taking the laws upon me, offer the victory to others. So why this practice is coming? You know, why in Buddhism, in the Lojong, in the Mahayana teaching, why this practice happening? You know, when somebody harms you with a bad heart, not good motivation, okay, then you see, you know, to take the laws upon you and offer the victory. So why this is mentioned, you see? Why this coming? Oh, now the reason you can understand. If you harm back, oh, please harm me, well, harm back. Oh, then you're creating cause to yourself harm 100,000 lifetimes from this one act, okay? Which I already told, okay? So that's why the advice here, in Gautama Geshe's advice, very smart, very wise advice, very smart, you see? So somebody from this, so you take the, means you accept, you take the laws upon yourself, and you see, you offer the victory to others. So when you do that, what happens to you? Even though the people in the world, ordinary people in the world, who do not know Dharma, who do not know Karma, who do not Dharma, Mahayana teachings, okay? Who do not know, who do not know Karma, you see? So they think you are doing totally, how's that? What's the word? You are totally ignorant, ridiculous. You're totally ridiculous. So you're totally, you know, that in a, I say, man's, I mean, ah, how do you say? Totally what? Totally, anyway, stupid, you see, totally foolish, totally stupid, okay? But you know, but you see what happens. These people in the world who do not know Dharma, do not know Karma, you know, this is what I think. But you have to, but here you become the most wise, you become the most expert, you're the wise one. Because here, then you see, because if you harm them, okay, then you receive harm 100,000 lifetimes, suffer. Okay, now here you take the loss and offer the victory to others. Then makes them happy. You know, you don't harm back, makes them happy, you see. Then 100,000 lifetimes, you know, you will get victory. 100,000 lives. You offer loss to others, and no, loss on yourself, so loss on yourself offer victory to others. Now you're carrying cause, because they makes them happy, you know? Makes them happy, you see. Then you get victory. As a, from that one action, taking loss of victory, from that one act, all for 100,000 lifetimes, you have victory. Okay? You always win, you have victory, 100,000 lifetimes. But if you harm back, the 100,000 lifetimes, only harm, no victory, only harm, loss. Also, so that is the reason why this practice come in Buddhism is the mind teaching. Okay? So thinking long term happiness, not just thinking, not this advice is based on, you know, reincarnation karma, you see, happiness of all the future life. Then not only this, then liberation from samsara, ultimate happiness, liberation from samsara. All the stuff, then enlightenment, okay? So, by practicing this, do you have all the result? You know? Then you liberate numberless sentient beings from ocean or something, then bring to enlightenment. Can you imagine? You, the one person, bring numberless beings from hell, hunger, prison to enlightenment. From this action, you see. Taking the laws of yourself, offering free to others, from act. So what the. What the common people in the world, what they think, you see, because they don't understand karma, don't understand reincarnation, karma, all these things, you know. So they think only this life. They think only this life. You know, like I say, it's like you never think of, you don't think of your life tomorrow, you know, next week, next month, next year. How many days you have this life, you know? You don't think all those happiness. You think only today's happiness, you know? You don't think today's happiness. And on that, then some harm back, you see? So you never think that affect what you have, you know, what you have suffered tomorrow, day tomorrow, you know, all those years, you see? So it's like that, you see? So you see? not knowing dharma, not knowing karma, all that things, see, then you see, liberation and then enlightenment, no, all that, you know. Then only thing this life, only thing one life, happiness. So they you see, somebody harm, but that's because that thing one life. Then you see, investment in that. Yeah, so it's not completely, not logical, totally silly, totally foolish. So that's why Dharma practice is different from the what common people think. Is, you know, dealing with the, when we're when we're difficult in life, why comes a different answer is because of that. So the compassion is the best friend. Compassion is the best friend, so never cheat you. Compassion never cheat you. Never cheat you. It's the best friend, most reliable friend. You know? And compassion is also for wealth. Bring wealth, success, you see. So, See, when you help others, then that becomes a cause. When you help others, you know, all that cause of your prosperity, you know, food or money or whatever things that others need helping, you know, if it's little. So then you have success, so much success, you know, the wealth is prosperity. So, then it's all the sudden. Then it's higher anyway. So compassion is compassion is the most most also powerful purification. Compassion is unbelievable powerful purification, and also see. So I just mentioned you many of you heard many times. So just to remember, okay? Then I stop there. I went on and on. Asanga. Asanga, the 12 years retreat to try to teach Maitreya Buddha in the hermitage. So didn't achieve. Didn't see Maitreya Buddha, okay? He tried to mentor, he tried to Maitreya Buddha, teach Maitreya Buddha for 12 years. So only when he left retreat and he came down the road, and then he saw this dog. He saw this dog, you know, raw part of the body, completely filled with the infection. I mean, the wound, filled with the maggots, you know. Oh, then he felt so much compassion. Then you see, then he cut his flesh from down here, spread out. Then he, by closing eye, he went to pick up the wound, to pick maggots with the tip of the tongue, with the tip of the tongue to collect the worms. Okay, so he could not touch. So he opened the eye, and then he saw Maitreya Buddha. Only now he saw Maitreya Buddha. You see. So what happened is this. So you see, during those 12 years, strong compassion didn't happen. What he's saying is this. Didn't happen, okay? Only when he saw the wounded dog, that's strong compassion. Then he sacrificed himself, you see. Cut the flesh from his body, from leg, you see, to collect the maggots to put there. So it's negative karma. His negative karma, you see, blocks to see Maitreya Buddha. It's Maitreya Buddha, but he could not see Maitreya Buddha. You see, it blocked to see Maitreya Buddha. Negative karma met him to see a wounded dog, project this ordinary view. Not even human being, not even ordinary human being, but dog, you know, wounded dog, even that wounded dog. So much suffering. See, Nidhi Karma projected this. Okay? So, by generating this unbelievable compassion, purified Nidhi Karma during that time. As unbelievable Nidhi Karma purified, which projects this wounded dog. Now, then he sees Maitreya Buddha. You see? Only now, then he sees Maitreya Buddha. Oh, so this. It wasn't Maitreya Buddha, but he before could not see. Because the negative karma obscured his mind. Cannot see. It only wounded dog. Not even ordinary being. Not only even ordinary human being, but animal. But even the animal is a very suffering one. Okay? So that's purified by the compassion. Oh, that's strong compassion, okay? Sacrificing his life to that dog. Okay? Okay. So then Maitreya Buddha took him in the pure land, Dishita. And then, in one morning of that, 50 years of human world, 50 years. So, Maitreya Buddha gave teaching, Chamchi Danga, Sabai Samagalaga, and the Uda Tantra, also for the Chamchi Danga, to Asanga. Then Asanga came down this world, wrote Sadanga. So then now, numberless beings become enlightened, become Bodhisattva, become Buddha, you see, from Maitreya Buddha teaching. Oh, they start that. Then Ramadisha integrates into Lamrim, Lamrim Pathum Atma. So, so many people, so many Tibet, many other countries, learned and practiced achieving enlightenment, okay? Up to now. So still in this world, people are attaining realizations, okay? So all this, can you imagine, benefit of all these people who are enlightened, even now having realization, all benefit of Asanga's compassion generated this dog, okay? For that. So can you imagine the benefit? So there's another story. Then I'll finish my talk, okay? So then there happened in the Vajrayogini teachings, commentaries, okay? So there's a great yogi, Nagpur Chobaba, who flies in the sky with many dakinis, you know, around, you see. So he's a lay, not monk. So he was going to Udi, place called Udi in West Bengal, place called Udi. This is near Baksa where I lived 8 years. So he was going for his last practice of Tantra there. Then there was a river, huge river. So there was one lady there, you know, completely upset. You know, leprosy. Did leprosy disease pass blood come out? And the umbilical blood, the pass blood come out? You see, so the lady is waiting there. So she asked him, "Can you take me other side of the river?" So he did. He didn't care. He just left. Then later, his disciple came, called Gisul Simbua, monk, young monk who was living in the 36 vows. So this lady asked him, "Oh, can you take me other side of the river?" Then this monk, by seeing her, this monk got unbelievable compassion. So even though he's a monk, there's a woman, you see, even though he's a monk, and she has leprosy disease, no matter how dirty it is, without any single hesitation, he just grabbed her, carried on his back, you see. Then when he reached the middle of the river, then he, you see, then you see, no longer the impure, ordinary appearance that which he had before disappeared. It became the enlightened, female enlightened being, Dojapamo. So, see, same Bajrayogini. Female enlightened Dojapam, okay? So then, she took him without need to die, you see. She took him with the same body in the Pure Land. That means he became enlightened there. So that means there's possibility he might become enlightened before his guru became enlightened, you see. The yogi. So that, okay? So now, before you see, this monk, this is an enlightened being. Female enlightened being, you see, but could not see enlightened being, Dojapamo, dead, you see. So, the negative karma, having negative karma, obscure his mind, project this, you know, ordinary lady, you see, filled with the disease, leprosy, to pass blood, karma, looking so dead, you know, awfully, okay? So, that. Now because he generated unbelievable compassion to her, and he sacrificed himself to carry her. Oh, that purified, unbelievable negative karma, you know, which blocks his mind, which obscures his mind to see that enlightened being, you see. So purified. Even just middle of the river, without need to cross the river, the karma finished. Then he see enlightened being. So you can see now, then he achieved enlightenment in the Pure Land, you see. So it came from his compassion. So therefore, compassion is now greatest purification and greatest cause of success. So now, you see, as I mentioned in the beginning, you are self achieved enlightenment and you to enlighten numberless sentient beings, hell, realm, hungry worlds, animal, human, or That's always the problem of compassion. To that. Okay. So then, so therefore I say, so in our life, so most important thing, in our life, whatever we know, Dharma, so much Dharma, you know, all the danger, and all the Buddha's teachings, all the danger by Pandits, Yogis, their teachings, and Tibetan Lamas, even you know many thousands of volumes by heart, meaning, oh, you know, just one lamrim or just some short lamrim, you know. So anyway, even you know little Dharma. However, they here in the life most important practice there. So you see, you know, their life. So you see, what you are doing retreat, maintaining path, compassion. For Sunday. Whether you are living family life at home, children, husband, wife, you know, compassion. Whether you are working in the office, compassion. Being pilot or transportation, say, driving car, or compassion. Whether you are actress, singing a song or actress, compassion. Whether you are playing a circus, you know, this one stand, you know, all that, or the walking over the road, whatever you see, or compassion. So, whatever life is, you know, whatever life, even as a doctor, even nurse, you see, whatever job, whatever different thing, compassion. Most important, so clear the life with compassion, and then king or president, leader of the world, it's most important. I mean, compassion, and then you see, servant, compassion. Then, however, even pursuit, compassion. So that even there, compassion. Then you are alive, meaning. Then it gives meaning to your life, you know. Because you're thinking of happiness, you're not thinking of your happiness. You're thinking of happiness of other person. You see, so not self-checked. Or, you see, think about happiness. So then you see, then the action with the body to change others, with good heart change others, and your action becomes positive. So that, so. So you see, whatever job, different job, whatever lifestyle, compassion, that brings happiness in life. I say, not only satisfaction, but great joy, you know, makes you happy, makes all others happy, in the office, family, everywhere, you know, wherever you go, whether you go countryside, your city, whatever, you know, yeah. So I think that's about it. So then, so I think this way, then you, when you die, mind, when you die, there's no fear, worry. So you die with compassion. So, so much happiness, you know. So much joy, you see. So when you die, whether you die with that thought, you see. So if you die with compassion, there's the. His own said is the best way to die, and the self-support and compassion. So then next lives even unbelievable. Next lives, wow, will be unbelievable. I mean, 10-15 times better than this life. You see, wow, great, unbelievable success. And then also have attainment of realization. Okay, so then able to offer greater and greater benefit to sentient beings. For that, okay? Well, I think that's about it, okay? There's one question? If there's one question? Oh. So, my talk finished, okay? Yeah.
¿Alguien tiene alguna pregunta? Hablar con el micrófono, que si no, no se oye. A ver. Háblalo en alto, que si no, no oigo. Perdona, no te he oído nada. Ok.
Bueno.
Should we like to know how was your interview with Jose? We want to know something about Jose. How it went with him?
No, I was looking for Jose. No, I think before not, now he's taking more responsibility of the organization. He's taking concern more of the organization, taking more responsibilities. So this is a more concerned organization, so which is very good. And then you know, the media project, there's some debts, you see, to pay back those debts, or the appreciate the directors or the people in the past, many years ago, you know, who worked very hard in the center. So, you know, so those to have their photos. To have their photos in the office, I mean, say, at the center, history at the center. So I guess I think you have similar you put their pictures and what they did, in the West, organization in the West, you have that. So he wants that. So I want to happen that, to appreciate those people many years back, you know. Many years ago, who worked so hard for the center in the past, were directors or whoever did offer service. So to have their picture and story to appreciate. So he's that shows that he's very much, see, his heart is into compassion. It shows his heart is very much into compassion. Very much into compassion, you see. So the others, those who did the hard works and offer service in the past, you know, so should not forget. So it's very important. So like that, see, taking more concern of the organization, taking responsibility, you see. And his heart is very much, his whole entire, so I think, ice cream or something. So everything is made of cream or the milk, you see. Everything made of milk or cream or something. So that his whole being is full of compassion. You know, his whole being is compassion. So that is all that thing, you see, the milk, you see, milk, you know. So like that, even though they're different shapes, but what it is that. So Lama also is a whole being. The whole entire thing is compassion. So I think definitely I have faith Definitely. Definitely, see. Great, see, really benefit the world. Benefit the world. Great benefit the world. So don't worry. Be happy. Yeah. Yeah. Completely okay. So I think we should feel that we are fortunate. Okay. Thank you. Anything? That's all.
Animal. The suffering of animals and the suffering of person. If there is some difference.
I never heard that question before. Yes. Good question. And never heard that before. generally, the animals depends on their situation. Generally, they would have more suffering than a human being. Generally speaking, more suffering than human beings, heavier suffering than human beings. Generally speaking, that. But it's same. They are hungry and a human being hungry, same. You know? Hungry, thirst. Feel hot, and the sun hot. Same, the human beings. But sometimes, come of the, even in the same room, people living in the same room, same house, same spot, same house, in the same room. One person feel very hot. One person feels very hot. The others, you know, do not feel that much hot. But there's one person who feels much more hot. So they're like this. Or that person feel very cold, more cold. Others, they don't feel that much cold. So they're like that. So that explains karma. Karma. Even among humans. So the animals, not all the same, but they can have heavier suffering. But that doesn't mean all the animals same. Not that. Okay. So same. You know, sometimes they can be much more heavier because you know. Because less conditioned for them, we have unbelievable opportunity, you know. So I was telling the recent time, you know, when I was traveling, I looked through the airplane to the ocean. The ocean is blue and look very peaceful, but that's only if you look at the outside. But then I think of inside the ocean. Wow. Can you imagine? Full of, you know, the unbelievable large, those sharks, and so many animals, large ones, so, you know. And then the most that you can see through only through machine, full, you know, in the ocean, wow. And they eat each other. So they're always looking for food. Somebody who's alive. They're always looking for food, you see, to eat somebody who's alive. Imagine. So, you're always looking for somebody who's alive, see, to eat that. And then at the same time, you know, there's great fear, you know, there's other enemies, you know. It will come to eat you, you see. So, you know, I mean, you're looking for food, you see. I mean, you know, somebody, eat somebody alive, but then sometimes some great fear to escape, but then somebody, they're full of enemies to come to eat. Wherever you are, they're full of enemies. comes into you. Can you imagine? Always like this. Always like that. So we, human beings, whoa. I mean, some human beings, they may be enemies, want to kill, but some, you know, but it's very little. But we don't. but we don't have that. Can you imagine? I mean, eating alive, eating somebody alive. I mean, you know, that not every human being don't do that, but there are human beings doing that. But you don't have at the same time what if fear or somebody's going to eat me. You don't have that. We don't have that fear, you know. Do you have that fear? Do you have? Oh, so this, can you imagine what we are. Unimaginable freedom what we have, the happiness what we have, the comfort, happiness, amazing. Just compare the animals, like we're like liberated from samsara. We're not liberated from samsara, but it's like that. Compare the animals, those hell, hungers, we're like liberated. It's just unimaginable, you see. What happiness we have, comfort, enjoyment what we have. You see, that, see, you don't have fear that somebody could eat you anytime, you know. Doesn't have that. I mean, if you are eating some animal, some fish, you know. I mean, those say restaurants, crepes restaurant, you know. Then you put a glove and then you watch which one to eat. Then, well. Unbelievable. Incredible freedom. So much enjoyment, so much, you know, happiness, so much enjoyment, freedom, you see. Comfort. Wow. No, then there's not this unbelievable fear, you know. Whoa. And then so much choice, you know, what you want, you know. Okay. So therefore, this, we have this most precious human body, this incredible joy happening. Oh, if you don't practice Dharma, can you imagine? If we don't make our life meaningful, useful for others, but we don't practice Dharma, to transform our mind into Dharma, the total peace, you know, renunciation of the total peace, inner peace and happiness, and the bodhicitta, right view, wow. You know, the guru path, guru path, wow. Then the tantric path, wow. If you don't get, see, especially bodhicitta, so if you don't meditate, if you don't achieve this realization, you can imagine that you can achieve any happiness what you want, you can achieve including enlightenment, then you can cause all, number of sentiments to achieve all the happiness. Wow. So if we don't practice Dharma, it's the most ignorant, most foolish. That's what it is. Most cheating oneself. You cheat, most cheating. Don't practice Dharma now. When it will happen? When will it happen to have this realization, bodhicitta? When? So very difficult to say. So then, say, then difficult to resuscitate this precious body, perfect in the future. So difficult. So then, you see, once we get the lower realms, then you see, even not sure when you can come back. Even just enough to be human being, you know? Just enough to be human. Not talking about 8 freedom, 10 endowments, you see, 18 qualities, without talking that. Perfect human body, not even, what even now. But just enough to be a human being, extremely rare, difficult. Because from an intimate stage, how many centimeters get born in the hell realm is like the number of the dust of this earth. How many centimeters get born, hungry ghosts, it's like the sand grains of the Pacific Ocean. how many centimeters get burned from intermediate to the animal, like the grass growing on the mountain, on the, everywhere, you see, uncountable. So that, so the how many from intermediate get burned, human beings, very little number. Just to be human being. Because that has come from very, only having practiced pure morality as a human being. Whatever, it's a very little number. Most rare, perfect human birth, which you receive now, which is 18 qualities, you can achieve even in every second of life, even every second, you see, you can achieve the happiness of future lives, you know, you can create a cause. You can achieve everlasting happiness, liberation from samsara, because you can create a cause of that, even 1 second. Then you can achieve enlightenment. Because you can create, in 1 second, you can generate bodhicitta. Can create a cause of enlightenment. Even each second of this life, you can create a cause, happiness, all the future, life, liberation from enlightenment. Just amazing, you know. So this perfect human birth, what we have now is most rare, you know. So, in every second, this perfect human birth, it's much more precious. All your wish fulfilling, this human birth, every second, fulfilling all your wishes or happiness, as I mentioned before. And not only your happiness, but you fulfill wishes of all sentient beings' happiness up to enlightenment. You know, this human body, your human body, is what it can do is that, you know. So this is much more precious, this human body much more precious in every second. then you see a sky filled with diamond, gold, with nothing. Filled with the wish granted jewel, a jewel that most precious one, external positions, most precious. Whatever you pray, you can get any material possession, any material comfort, material possession, you can get, you see, if you pray, they wish grant a jewel. Now this one, you know, perfect image, but we will do it now, you see, can achieve, each second, you see, happiness, future life, you know, stop rebirth. Then stop samsara, get liberation. Then stop even Lord Nirvana and achieve enlightenment. But the jewel, but if you don't have human birth, you see, even your own sky, whole sky filled with wish grand jewel, you see, cannot achieve a good birth next life, cannot achieve liberation from samsara, just having that alone, cannot achieve enlightenment. But without having one single jewel, without having one single dollar, you know, but if you have this perfect human birth, by practicing Dharma, you can achieve all this happiness. So, that, okay? So this house, so precious, this. So maybe we stop there, okay? So thank you very much for about, okay? Thank you so much for the, sorry, my advice there in those talks, okay? So, to practice Dharma. Did all the past, present and future, merit, glory, but teeth, and merit, glory, but others, okay? Whose holy name is extremely rare to express. Lama is the kind of all the three time Buddhists, all the holy wishes he had all to be actualized, you see. That the organization to be able to accomplish that, okay? So, then Rama was able to have a long life, free from the life or the any obstacles, okay? Life obstacles. Then, next one, the thought transformation practice. So, to achieve enlightenment for a sentient being, to liberate the number of sentient beings from oceans of samsara suffering, to bring the enlightenment. And then when the need to exchange ones for others. Therefore, we pray, whatever sufferings and sentiments I have, may it be ripened to me. Whatever happiness merit I have, may it be ripened towards all the numberless helpers, hungry, animals, human beings, sura, asura, enemies, all the sentiments, okay? The abbreviation of the King of the Prayers, Buddha Samanta Bhava Prayer, okay? I dedicate all the merits to be able to follow holy extended Buddha Samanta Bhava Mezugosha, as it is. I dedicate all the merits the same way, three times Buddha dedicate their merits. Actualize Lama Tsongkhapa teaching in the Buddha ones, and then ones of family members, and then in the hearts of all the students, in the appended organization, all the supporters, all the benefactors who help the center. Different projects, and so many people in Spain and many different world. So many people who sacrificed their life to the organization to benefit from sentient being teaching Buddha. So all those people teaching, and then those people who rely upon me, whose name is given to me, who rely upon me, then those, all the sentient beings in this world and all sentient beings who are in all the universes, then Mithu Lama Tsongkhapa teaching, okay, actualized. And that will flourish Lama Tsongkhapa teaching this world and spread in all the directions, okay. Chujie Javu Tsongkhapa Chuzo Namba Pewa Tan Kete Sama Shiva Ta Tunde Malue Tsangwa Hoshu Tata Shingye Tu Samta Dewe Tsongye La Tene Javu Olo Santra Tempa Yere Mbo Yinju. So there's a there's a Buddha's relic given by Sri Dalai Lama for Mitya project. So that one is here. I brought for you to see and to get blessing. So when you see the relic, each time, it purifies. When you see Buddha's relic, it purifies 1,000 eons of negative karma. So you pray to Buddha's relic. That you see, remember kindness of Buddha, all this teaching that we, all the teaching that makes our life most meaningful, opportunity to achieve the ultimate happiness. Liberation from samsara and achieve enlightenment for sentient beings, and able to liberate number of sentient beings from oceans of samsara suffering and bring to enlightenment. That's Buddha's kindness. So remember Buddha's kindness. Then they say to achieve the whole path of enlightenment, as possible as Buddha has attained, and then liberate the number of sentient beings from oceans of some bring to enlightenment as quick as possible. So pray that, okay. So then it's very, very meaningful that way. So why Buddha manifests a relic is for us, and it means we don't have karma to see the Buddha in that aspect, but we have karma to see the relic, so Buddha manifests in the relic for us. Okay? To achieve enlightenment. And plant seed of enlightenment. Then there's a statue of Buddha and the teaching. There's a statue of Buddha. This is given to me by Sri Dalai Lama last year before Buddha Dharamsala, and he said to keep it. So this is you are taking blessing from this I believe that you send blessing from Sri Dalai Lama. So very, very precious. Okay, so that's it. So thank you very much, everybody. Okay, thanks for